Hi, everyone. Jack Humphrey here with Go Wayne County, and I have on the line with me Larry Parker, who is on Richmond City Council. Larry, thanks so much for taking the time and talking with us today.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
How many terms have you served so far?
I've been on the council for 8 terms.
8 terms. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know a little bit about city council.
I think I do have some history and some experience, yes, sir.
What's motivated you to run for office and stay for so long and then want to run for office again?
Well, first of all, I'm a lifetime resident of Richmond, and Richmond has been pretty good to me, and I'd like to continue to see that the community stays as viable as we can possibly make it. I think I have a little bit to contribute because of the fact that I do know quite a bit about Richmond, Indiana.
Well, and it's probably really good for other council members also to have that kind of, someone with a sense of institutional history as well as Richmond, just because things can get kind of dicey in city council sometimes.
That's true, and there's no need sometimes to reinvent the wheel if we've already been there, done that type of thing.
Right.
And at the same token, sometimes those things need to be relooked at, and I can look at them from past experience as well as what I think the future is going to hold.
You probably have different goals going into another term, or maybe the same goals. What are the things that you really are hoping to accomplish in the next term if you're elected?
Well, first of all, I'm very concerned about the job situation here in Richmond, Wayne County, and with the new organization of the Chamber and EDC being combined, I'm anxious to see how this can possibly work out. I think council is going to have to work real hard and real heavy with EDC because of the fact that we have to have employment. That's all there is to it. Everything, mm-hmm. everything, all the money for the city and for the county always comes around dollars, and dollars are generated by jobs.
Yeah. Well, that is, of course, one of my other questions, too, is job growth. But before we get to that, can you explain a little bit more about this situation with the city council and the EDC? So, you know, for people who don't know that much about this issue?
Well, EDC, of course, is generated or established by the county council and not the city council. But since the city is approximately 42 or 43% of the county, it's very important that Richmond has a strong voice with EDC.
Mm-hmm.
And working with EDC through the city, because most of the jobs are actually going to be in the city. And we can help then with zoning, tax abatements if necessary. And, of course, we can help them to locate and see some of the good things that we have available for the city of Richmond. So I think working with EDC is going to be really a top priority for the next city council because we have to have the jobs.
What are some of the particular issues you see going forward that you would like to support in terms of job growth for Richmond?
Well, I think the most important thing that we can do is with the zoning, proper zoning, making sure that there's land available, and at the same token being able to support them through our revolving loan fund and through tax abatement and grants and things of that nature to help not only bring new jobs to Richmond through new businesses, but to help the present businesses to expand. I think we have to become very business friendly in order to succeed with getting some new jobs here in Richmond.
I just got off with Phil Quinn, also on City Council, and we were talking about the downtown area,
mm-hmm.
and we were also talking about the kind of donut hole that most cities, I think, or very, very many cities around the country experience, where, you know, things tend to grow outward, and we have a lot of really great people working inward in Richmond, and we were talking about different things that could be done there, and what you just mentioned brought to mind how we as a community support the jobs and the businesses that are already here. If you could expand a little bit on that, and in particular how you view that whole situation where, you know, a lot of people just end up going out to Walmart and not realizing that there are, you know, other things that they can do and in the downtown area, encompassing the Depot District and places like that to help support local businesses.
Well, first of all, I think, you know, the Buy Local campaign is very important. One of the things that we try to do, you know, at least my wife and I here on the west side of Richmond in the 6th District, is we try try to support the businesses over here as much as we can. Mm-hmm. For example, Kmart is on the west side, and we try to shop at Kmart whenever we can. And I think that the people of Richmond need to know that there are jobs or there are businesses downtown that can also provide the same things that Walmart can do.
Mm-hmm.
And in that respect, I think that we need to try to concentrate our efforts on local businesses wherever they're located.
Would that include the council taking up the issue of how we advertise ourselves further in?
Well, I think it's good that we can try to bring people in off of 70, and I think with the new depot district and everything that's going on down there, I think that there will be very shortly, I think there will be several things to draw people in off of 70 and to bring them down into the historic depot district. The depot, of course, will be a big drawing card once Roger Richard gets that up and going.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, as you know, there are several businesses located down there and more coming in each and every time. And the people down there have really worked hard. They've put a lot of their own time and money into it and to cleaning up that area as far as making it a business center.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, once the word gets out that the depot will be a drawing card.
We've heard people talk about we wish more people would get involved with city council as community members and helping out or learning more or being at meetings and being more involved in local government and the issues that you guys have to deal with and the proposals that you come up with. And it seems to me that there's a lot tied to the community's self-esteem. And it just, in general, I know there's a lot of great people. You guys on the city council and people are very, very involved in Richmond, very, very proud of Richmond. But a general community esteem issue, I've not met anyone who's disagreed with me yet that there's a problem there. That, you know, people are either not up with the history of Richmond or there's just a pride issue or something like that. How do you see that as something that affects how much you're able to get done on city council by not having the kind of support that you might need from the community on different things? Just being more involved with you guys so they understand the issues beyond we have a proposal and it's going to cost money and nobody wants to spend money and, you know, they can't get deep enough into your proposals for what they're going to do for the community. We feel if people were more involved, they'd be more amenable to a lot of the things that you guys discuss on a regular basis.
Well, I think you're right. A good example of that is when we passed the city budget, there was probably about two, maybe three concerned citizens up there instead of a room full of people, and we're spending their money.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have thought that, you know, more people would have been involved in coming up there. And you have to have pride in your community. There's no doubt about that, because everything you say and do about your community reflects how it looks to outsiders. And, of course, we want the outsiders to come into the city of Richmond. But at the same token, we need the population of Richmond to be proud of our community. We have a lot of good things going here.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to another city, if you've ever visited any other cities and looked at some of their infrastructure, you'll find that Richmond's not all that bad a place to be. One of the places that just amazes me is if you ever drive the streets of Muncie and then come back and drive the streets of Richmond, we complain that our streets aren't in very good shape. You should drive Muncie.
Are their streets still notoriously bad? I went there to Ball State in the early 90s, late 80s, and they were really, really notoriously bad. I guess they haven't cleaned up their act yet, huh?
They certainly haven't, in my estimation. Our streets are marvelous in comparison to some of the other communities, such as, and I picked on Muncie because of the fact that, you know, several people have been to Muncie because of Ball State. Even though there's always room for improvement here, if we compare to other communities, we're in pretty good shape.
One of the things that struck me, and I wasn't able to be here for it, was the 9/11 thing that came through town. And my sister was covering that. I was on vacation in Louisiana. And one of the remarks that she made was there were so many people from Ohio that she met. There were so many people, and there were not a lot of as many community members that she could recognize that she would have expected all of us to be out in support of something like that and to be involved. And if it weren't for the people that she knew were from out of town, lots and lots of people that she met, and she'd ask them where they were from, interviewing them for Go Wayne County, And she interviewed so many people that were from out of town. Not the bikers, because, of course, they're from out of town, but just people who came in to see that very, very neat event. She was just really struck by that our town didn't seem to be out in support as much as she thought they would.
We have so many good things going on in Richmond that a lot of people tend to not take advantage of them, and it's a shame because there are plenty of things for someone to take advantage of here in Richmond. People say, oh, there's nothing to do. Well, they really aren't looking for anything to do then, because there's something that you could possibly be doing every day.
Once we started doing a calendar and people started submitting things, everything that was going on, it was overwhelming.
Well, yeah,
it really, really was.
There's no way that you could possibly keep up if you were an individual trying to attend every event. It would be virtually impossible.
Is there anything that City Council could be doing that you would like to see them doing more of, making decisions that would help in this regard to get awareness up, to help the community bring up its level of respect for itself and pride in our history and things like that?
Well, I think the more you talk about it, the more widespread it becomes. City Council can't play a huge role in that because of the fact that, you know, our business is, of course, you know, the running of the city. But at the same token, the more that we can promote, you know, the city and everything that's going on, I think the bit more that the public can become involved with it.
So do you have any specific goals going forward? Anything else that you would like to add? We really want to get going on. You know, it sounded like so far that everybody's kind of got their pet projects, the things that they really, really are the most concerned with or that they'd put at the top of their list with, you know, City Council and what you do there.
One of my big concerns right now is with the water, because of the fact that, you know, there's so many people in my district that have had water damage. Mm. And, you know, the sewer systems have just flat got to be fixed, repaired, cleaned out. They just have to be taken care of. We can't continue to have this flooding in our basement. And I realize that this was a real bad time and it's not normal and so on and so forth. But it happens every year. And,
yeah,
you know, it's a very expensive for our citizens to clean out their basements and start all over again. And, you know, we just have to get our infrastructure straightened around. That's all there is to it.
Are there any proposals out there? What's the biggest, I mean, of course money would be, but are there any other stumbling blocks to getting that on track?
Well, you're right. Money is one of the huge things doing it then. And I suppose the priorities that we take to do that. Sometimes the federal government has placed so many mandates on us of things that we have to do that we don't have time to do some of the things that we know and want to take care of. A good example of that was, and every program has its good points, there's no doubt about that, but the money that we had to spend on putting in the wheelchair ramps throughout the community,
mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of money. And for an example, over here in my neighborhood, there's wheelchair ramps now on every corner, and I'm not for sure that they were needed, since every house over here has a driveway that enters into the street.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
it's sort of like a question of priorities. I mean, we're having to do that, we really, really need over here, on the other hand, to be working on our sewer system.
Yeah, or to be fixing on our sidewalks and curbs, you know, streets, sidewalks, and curbs. We have to have our fellows out there doing this. Not that it's a bad thing. It's just I think we should be allowed as a city to pick and choose the most appropriate places to do these things and then come back later and do all of the city.
Mm.
But to, you know, make it a mandate that by a certain year we have to have all of this done, you know, with no money from the federal government to do it, it's mind-boggling.
Right. No, I don't envy the position that you guys are in. Sometimes dealing with these budget issues and the things that need to be done around town. And
well, it all boils down to the one thing, and that's money. And the only way that the money is going to increase is with increased jobs, so we can have increased homes being purchased and less homes being put on the sheriff's sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we get our money, is through our taxes. You know, we just have to continue to grow, and we have to grow by getting more population, and more population means we need more jobs. Mm-hmm. So it all boils down to money.
Would you agree that included in that is growing stronger, as far as what you know, when we talked about the donut hole in the downtown area and making sure that the businesses we already have are able to employ more people or grow in that way as well?
I think it's just as important to have our present businesses stay here and expand as it is to go out and look for new industries to move to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are already established. These are the people we should take care of first.
It should be a lot easier, too.
Well, I think it would be, but at the same token, you know, those people are concerned about, hey, what's going to happen if I do expand my business? Can I support it, you know?
Right.
So we need to make sure that we're business friendly to our local people, as well as going out and looking for additional industry and business to relocate here in Richmond.
Well, Larry, I really, really appreciate you taking the time today.
Well, thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.